WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The so-called Talking Heads Brick, a white plastic box set containing all eight of the Talking Heads albums, was released at the end of 2005. It's provided rock historian Ed Ward with the opportunity to take a look at the rise and fall of a great American band.
I can't seem to face up to the fact. I'm tense and nervous and I can't relax. I can't sleep 'cause my bed's on fire. Don't touch me, I'm a real live wire.
What happens when a student art project takes over your life? David Byrne and Chris France could answer that. While students at the Rhode Island School of Design, they started a band called the Artistics. Nope, wait, not cool enough, the Autistics. They recruited Chris's girlfriend, Tina Weymouth, to play bass, and then decided to go for the big time and head to New York, where they arrived just as the downtown scene was gelling. Sharing stages with the Ramones, Blondie, and Television, they became a hot word-of-mouth item, and after making a demo funded by Berserkly Records' Matthew King Kaufman, they were signed by Sire Records.
When my love stands next to your love, I can't compare love. When it's not love, it's not love.
By the time they made their first album, Talking Heads 77, they'd added a fourth member on keyboards and guitar, Jerry Harrison, who'd been in Jonathan Richman's Modern Lovers. With their waspy good looks and nerdish clothes, they were clearly on the art side of the art-punk divide, and thus attracted another downtown New Yorker, Brian Eno, whose unconventional approach to studio recording invigorated the group.
Let's go!
More songs about building and food came out in mid-1978 and consolidated Talking Heads' position as America's artiest band, and spawned an almost hit single with a cover of all things, Al Green's classic Take Me to the River. Their next album, Fear of Music, pretty much perfected the band's vision as a four-piece, and showed that David Byrne had become a nicely idiosyncratic songwriter. By 1980, Brian Eno was a member of Talking Heads in all but name. He and Byrne had spent a fruitful time together assembling an album of fake field recordings called My Life in the Bush of Ghosts, the title appropriated from a novel by a Ghanaian author, Amos Tutwola. The collage approach to recording the two had used on this record became the center of the next Heads albums, Remain in Light and Speaking in Tongues, which brought in numerous extra players who accompanied them on a tour captured by Jonathan Demme in his film Stop Making Sense. Help came from the downtown art world in the persons of percussionist David Van Tegum and saxophonist Richard Landry, the art rock world in guitarist Robert Fripp and Adrian Ballou, and funk from keyboardist Bernie Worrell. Speaking in Tongues also featured the band's only top 10 single, Burning Down the House. But cracks were beginning to appear in Talking Heads' ranks. Chris and Tina and some of their friends had made a record as the Tom Tom Club while David and Eno were doing their project, and it spawned a club hit, Genius of Love, which caused the Tom Tom Club's album to far outsell Burns. Everyone was pitching ideas into the Heads pot for recording, but with so many other musicians on deck, a lot of them never got used. Things might have worked out as the band, back to four members with occasional help, recorded Little Creatures in 1985.
Mommy had
But Byrne, not content with being a songwriter, musician, and graphic artist, had his heart set on making a film. Although I have a couple of seconds screen time playing an accordion in True Stories, it's a film I detest. Its sneering, condescending look at small-town America, as imagined by arty New Yorkers, showed how out of touch David Byrne had become. It was 2 years before the next Talking Heads album appeared. Called Naked, it's crammed with busy African percussion, huge horn sections, and, with the exception of Nothing But Flowers, not a single memorable song. Not long after it appeared, the band announced it was breaking up, but for a lot of people, Talking Heads had disappeared long before.
Our rock historian Ed Ward lives in Berlin. I'm Terry Gross, and this is NPR, National Public Radio.